Welcome back to Explore Pirkei Avos. We now move on to Perek Beis, Chapter 2, which is this week's Perek, this coming Shabbos afternoon. We're going to be learning Chapter 2. And I want to analyze today Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah tells us, Havizihirin b'rushus, be careful with rushus. The word rushus, on a simple level, means the government, the authority, the king. And the reason why it's called rushus is because the word rushus means permission. And of course, the king has the permission, the ability to do anything. So be very careful with the government, with the king. Because they only bring people close to them for their own need. They look like they love you when they're enjoying you. But they don't stand with the person at his time of need. So on a simple level, what the Mishnah is telling us, is that although, of course, it's important for the Jewish people to do advocacy to the government, to talk to the government, to express to them our needs, to get them on our side. But at the end of the day, we need to realize that politicians, governments, as a general rule, of course there's exceptions, as a general rule, are not in it for you, they're in it for themselves, to retain power. And therefore, yes, they'll look like they love you when things are going well and they can benefit from you. But as soon as you need something and it's not, doesn't exactly fit with their agenda, they forget about you very quickly. And I think that's a fact that we see today, especially in a very clear way. And therefore, on a literal level, what the Mishnah is trying to impress upon us is that our bitachin, our faith, should be in God. Of course, again, we have to make a vessel, we have to make a physical, we call hishtadlus. Of course, we have to do what we can do. But nevertheless, our faith and our trust needs to be in God, not in any physical authority. That's what it means on a literal level. However, the Medrash Shmuel shares with us a beautiful pshat in this Mishnah. And he says the word reshus is actually referring to something entirely different. We know in a Jew's life, we have things that we have to do. We have Torah and mitzvahs, things that we're obligated to do. Then we have things that we're not allowed to do, things that are totally and absolutely forbidden. We have to stay away from them. But then we have the middle, what's called reshus, which means we have permission to do them. They're not forbidden. They're not a mitzvah. We're allowed to do them. Like, for example, food, kosher food. Anything more than we need in order to survive, we don't have to eat. It's just, we're allowed to. If it's kosher, then we're permitted to eat it. Or any other permitted indulgence. What the Mishnah is saying is like this. Havazihirin birushos. Be careful even with things that you're allowed to do. In other words, obviously a Jew needs to be careful with things that you're not allowed to do. Or you need to be careful with things that you have to do. But even be careful with things that you're allowed to do, that you have permission to do. For example, permitted food. Be careful. Why? Meaning, the pleasures of this world do not bring real benefit to the person. They draw a person after them. They entice us. The reshus, the things that we're allowed to do that are pleasurable, the indulgences of this world, they're not in it for us. They just draw us after them, but not for our own sake. We don't actually benefit from it. Because nirin ka'oyavin b'shasana asam. While we're enjoying them, it looks like they're our friend. It looks like it's good for us. We feel like we're enjoying ourselves and this is making us happy. But the truth is, ein oyndin loy la'odam b'shas dochkai, it does not stand for us at our time of need. Meaning, it doesn't really help you. At the end of the day, pleasure doesn't actually bring happiness to our life, doesn't actually bring benefit to our life. What really brings benefit to our life is, of course, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, doing good things, being a good person. That makes a person happy. Just pleasure for the sake of pleasure. Rishus, things that you're, just because I'm allowed to do it, so therefore I'll do it, be very careful with them. Because they look like they like you. It looks like it's good for you, but only while you're enjoying it. But when a push comes to shove, what really makes your life better are not those things, and actually on the contrary. And therefore it says we have to be careful. Of course, we need to eat. Of course, we need to be healthy. But that's a mitzvah. That's part of what we're supposed to do. But anything more than that, anything just that's just indulgence for the sake of indulgence, have a zehirin b'rishus, be careful with those things, because they look like they like you. It looks like it's good for you, but actually it isn't. It's not what brings happiness. It's not what brings meaning. Have a wonderful day.